By the way, you're looking very Mr. Rogers today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We should play that song and you start taking your clothes off.
Just the shoes.
No. Just, yeah. He just...
Howdy, neighbor.
What show were you watching?
I don't know. Huh? Is it like some...
The Pornhub version of
Mr. Rogers.
It wasn't on HBO After Dark or whatever. That's the one I saw.
Do you think there was ever a bachelorette party where a dude showed up, but he was dressed like Mr. Rogers? And he just didn't stop at taking off his shoes?
That's what I think we should do. I would invest in that. If I was on Shark Tank and somebody says, hey, I'm a Mr. Rogers stripper, I would invest in it. Why not? That's the perfect... Police officers don't take their clothes off. Firemen don't take their clothes off. But Mr. Rogers did.
It was like he took his sweater off and his shoes and he just kept on going.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on in make-believe land today. Oh, there's a knock at the door. Let's see who it is. By the way, Tom Hanks did a fantastic job playing Mr. Rogers in that movie.
I didn't see it.
He did so well. Like, you can't really grab Mr. Rogers' voice, but his mannerism, right. You know, because sometimes he would say a word and then not really complete it. Like, people. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't... It's like this. He's like, would you be mine? He'd be like, you know, sometimes people can be mean, but you don't have to be mean to them back. It's a beautiful day. As I'm taking off my jacket. Let's go to man. You know, I really didn't like the puppets, by the way. Those puppets freaked me out. The Mr. Rogers puppets.
They were pretty poor.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he made it as a child. Right. And then said, hey, somebody probably came to him at some point. Hey, we got money in the budget. We can make new puppets. No, let's keep these.
The mouths don't move. That was what was great about, you know, Jim Henson. Like, the mouths move.
Yeah, he innovated a creature talking and their mouths move.
It wasn't like the cat, like, always saying, like, meow, meow, and then it would, like, talk. And
yeah.
Meow, meow.
It was like Old Yeller.
Hey, how you doing today? Meow, meow.
Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of people say they, you know, when they watch, like, the documentary of Mr. Rogers or whatever, like, oh, my gosh, I remember that show so well, and it was such a great show, and blah, blah, blah. I just don't have great memories of that show, really.
Me either.
I do. The only thing I liked about it was when they did the How It's Made segments. You know what I'm talking about? Where they would put the someone's at the door. And then it'd be the postman.
It's basically just
the creepy postman.
It's Julie. Just basically a...
Yeah, it'd be Julie at the door.
It's like a 2-minute version of that show, How It's Made. Remember, you ever seen How It's Made? Yeah.
But I think that was inspired by that show. Mm. Let's do a Mr. Rogers scene where Julie...
Yeah. Working at the post office worker.
Today is mail day. I wonder who is at the door. Eric, you gotta do the knock. Oh.
It's a Julie knock, actually.
Yeah. A crackhead knock. Oh, let's see who's at the door. Hello there.
Cheesers.
Let's see this tape.
Cheesers.
It's lost. It's nuh-uh. But yeah, that's the only part that I liked about it, because you get to see, as a kid, you want to know how did this get made.
Mm-hmm.
And they would tell you, like, oh, it goes through a machine, and then it goes into a box and gets sent to the store. I like that, but I didn't really... I liked Mr. Rogers, but it's not like a...
It would have been kind of cool if
it wasn't a show I had to see. It was a show that I had to watch because I had no other choice, because there's only like 3 channels that we could get on our antenna.
But we also had Mr. Peppermint, which was a much better show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Mr. Peppermint more than I remember. Yeah. And it was a local show, right? Yeah. Wasn't Mr. Peppermint from Dallas?
Yeah. Like, we had Mr. Peppermint. Chicago had Bozo the Clown. You know,
also a good one.
Also, yeah. So, I mean, just depends on, like, and I think Mr. Rogers was a Pittsburgh thing. Started out in Pittsburgh and then they dispersed out.
I didn't watch Mr. Rogers.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
It was on Channel 13. I mean, it'd be on, like, with Sesame Street and stuff like that, and Reading Rainbow.
I'm gonna watch, like, there's a kid's show called Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like that came on later, though.
Yeah, like Arthur.
That was in the afternoon. In the mornings, Mr. Rogers came on.
Oh yeah, I was always in a rush in the morning.
Does anyone here remember a creepy?
Hi, I'm Jessica. Dun, 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 that was Zoom. Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Tabitha.
Does anyone here remember a creepy kids show called Pinwheel?
No.
Mm-mm.
Anybody?
That sounds interesting though.
On PBS?
It was another like PBS thing. It was just it had a real kind of creepy introduction. animated. I don't know. It was just there's a lot of like weird kind of off brand kids shows that, you know, or if you really kind of watch them back in the day, they really just don't age 70s. Well. Yeah. Yeah. It's a 70s thing. And then you also have like Electric Television. Anybody?
That was a PBS show?
Familiar.
That was another kind of PBS thing.
The only thing I watched in the mornings was Sesame Street when I was a little kid. Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers.
Right.
That was about it.
That's like your introduction to television. Yeah. Really.
And then in the evening, as I got older, it was Zoom. It was Arthur. What else was there? Yeah. Cyber Chase.
See, I don't know Zoom. Had, I don't know Zoom. I know what Arthur is.
Cyber Chase had Christopher Lloyd as the bad guy. And Cyber it had, Chase. Who was, yeah, it was a cartoon.
Okay.
I think it was about numbers or something. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
And then Gilbert Gottfried was one of the characters on there.
Oh, God. I bet your parents loved hearing that every day.
I think it was like a bird or something. I think he always plays like a bird.
Yeah.
And then what else?
He wasn't Aladdin.
Yeah. What else was there?
Y'all woke up,
or a duck.
Y'all
well, I mean, duck is Affleck, so yeah. That's a bird, too.
Y'all woke up early before school. I didn't wake up. I woke up like 10 minutes before I had to be at school when I was a child. The only time I woke up for something was on Saturday mornings to watch like...
The good cartoons.
The good cartoons, yeah. Like X-Men, Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, but...
Wishbone was an afternoon show, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wishbone was. I watched Wishbone.
I never got into Barney. Barney was... after my time.
Barney was definitely after my time.
I was busy watching Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
That's about the age where we were watching, like, you know, the edgier kids shows.
Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
The Pee Wee's Playhouse. But that's the edgier one.
It was like Barney.
No, Barney.
Came out like after we were past that age.
Those really didn't interest me, though.
No, I mean, I watched it if it was on, but it wasn't something I looked for. I was past the target age group.
Right.
I more watched it because I like the... I was interested in the costumes and the puppetry and that kind of thing. So if I did watch it.
I got that from Power Rangers.
They had puppetry in Power Rangers?
Yeah. And costumes.
I think at about like 8 or 9, I transitioned from watching like kid shows in the morning to watching SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And that's the God.
And that's what screwed you.
How
screwed
old you were up. You then?
What now?
How old were you watching like transferring from childhood to
8, 9? That's when I started watching sports.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it wasn't.
That's why you have a terrible life.
I was busy watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well, like, I...
You skipped all these good shows and went right into stuff that you're going to watch, you know, in your 40s or whatever. You just skipped all that.
Yeah. But I can debate anybody about sports.
Yeah. What's that going to get you? Into a fight?
Yeah. I think it has a few times, actually.